You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It is hour number three of the Sports Hangover, warming up over in Vegas. Your New Orleans Pelicans. Do you have odds for the Summer League game? He does. Rafael Esparza has odds for the Summer League game as the Pels will be taking on the Raptors. We'll let you know how that unfolds as Jordan the intern, he just bailed on the show essentially.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he just bailed from his spot in the corner to now on the end of the table so you can watch the TV that has it, ESPNU. So if you have the ESPN Watch app, you can pull it up, and you can see the Pels Summer League. Frank Jackson, Shek Diallo, we'll touch a little bit on that, who you're looking forward to doing that. But first, welcome to the weekend, everybody.
It's Friday.
It is Friday, getting into the weekend, Essence Festival, Essence Weekend, underway here in New Orleans. Also, as we said, Summer League about to tip off here. The Pelicans taking on, is it the Raptors? Rockets, never mind. No, it is. That's right. It's Indiana, that's right, and the Rockets. I'm sorry, I didn't have your mic up since you bailed on the show, essentially. What was that, Jordan?
It's Indiana and the Rockets.
Which is why he moved to the end of the table, because he could see the TV a lot better than any of us. So strategically moved to give us updates. So there you go. That is your task. You will give us updates if something happens. Who are you looking forward to actually watching?
Shek Diallo and Frank Jackson.
Okay. Frank and Shek. How about you? Are you excited at all about what you're going to see in Summer League play?
No.
At all?
None.
Nothing?
Nothing.
At all?
It's Summer League. The only thing I want to know is, can the Pels find a diamond in the rough?
Okay, well, let me ask you this, though. Last year, we saw Shek Diallo have a nice summer league.
Yeah, it's
like he looked like he was the best player on the court. He looked like he dominated. He didn't wind up
helping him out in the season. Yeah,
right, but that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, especially at a position like guard or something like that, or even wing, remember? I mean, we had Coach Hansen on earlier in the week on Tuesday, and he mentioned maybe some guys to kind of keep an eye on. That's not enough for you to pay attention to?
No. The only thing Summer League can do for me is actually hurt more than it can help. If I see Frank Jackson go out there and he looks absolutely awful against Summer League guys, it puts no faith in me for the season.
Shawn Shields, he said, just keep an eye on him.
That's more of along the lines of what I'm looking for. Let me see how this guy plays. Can he possibly get a spot on the roster or a tryout or something like that? I don't care about Summer League. Could have had me out there.
No.
I need my 10-day.
Let me tell you something. You get smoked at Summer League.
Who?
You.
Who?
Speaking of getting smoked yesterday, apparently there was a little charity game. Master P had a little charity basketball game.
Second
yesterday.
Annual.
Alvin Kamara was out there.
Yeah, he was.
Shooting threes.
Mike Thomas was out there.
Mike Thomas was out there looking like a member of the X-Men.
Yeah, of course he was.
He looked good. And apparently Marlon Favorite as well. And he had a guard, Thomas and Kamara, and he will join us to tell
us about
that.
I turned down my invite to that celebrity game, by
the
way.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Exactly. A clown show.
No, I'll
actually. Can you even hoop? I just don't even know.
I'm 6'1", and I'm built like a tank. Of course I can hoop.
Exactly. Yeah. Raphael, give me the odds on that. Can Brian hoop or not? I'm going, 600-1? There we go.
I keep a ball in my car. You can find out anytime you want to. That's how much of a hooper I am.
The next time you pull into the studio, you better have a basketball. Because from here on out, I'm just going to there'll be a surprise periscope. I'm gonna see what exactly is in your car.
Next question.
Just like when you're supposed to show up to get smoked on a football field, and all of a sudden, old Gussie has something to do.
I'm busy.
Yeah, of course.
That's how it works.
Being a local celebrity and all.
Well, I mean, my time is taken.
Tampa Bay, the Browns, Atlanta Giants, where you looked at the first quarter of the season. Love to get your opinions on it. 800-998-1003. Jordan tweeted out the first quarter of the season. How do you see the Saints going? Make it a poll, yeah.
Win-loss record, yeah. Baby. 4-0.
4-0?
Yeah.
Raphael says 2-2. What did you say, Brian? Brian told him 4. You're going 4. 3-1. From non, where are you, Brian and Chalmette?
No, Brian from almost the East. He's in Gentilly.
Almost East, yeah. Gentilly. I knew it was something. It was close to the East.
Yeah. We're like neighbors.
Yeah. It's not Metairie.
I mean, the mean streets of Metairie won't allow us there.
Once again, no. I mean,
yeah, you got the scars to prove it over there.
Look at that.
You know what?
I mean, look at that scar right there.
I remember how that happened.
Now, granted, that was off the fence when I was trying to take the trash out.
Correct.
And it caught my wrist there.
Yeah.
But what are you laughing at? Look at that. That's a real scar.
It's like a ladybug bin.
That one right there? That one when you came when you were going to the recycling bin.
Actually, that was the same fence.
Okay.
The fence has got me several times, but those are legit scars. I mean,
let's not forget about the brick flower bed. I mean, you know, you gotta be dangerous. You know, it's kind of dangerous when you're over there planting, you know, you're
look, you can pull a back, pull a hamstring.
Just saying.
Get stung by a bee.
Bees are very dangerous.
Red ants.
Always dangerous.
Caterpillars.
You know. Maybe when you're in your huge backyard, you know, with the squirrels back there, you might get attacked.
He might be so hungry that he just, you know, he looks at me and goes, well, same color as a peanut.
Just saying. Oh, salted caramel over here. Just, you know, you could be food.
I could be.
You're on the bottom of the food chain in your own yard.
I don't think you realize the dangers that I have to go through living in Metairie.
Especially when somebody throws a gum wrapper on your walking route when you walk the dog.
Could slip.
Yeah. Or maybe when you guys are biking,
yep.
You know, maybe somebody kept their grass cut just a little too high.
Well, and then he can't see. He can't see down the street on oncoming traffic.
Extremely dangerous.
You know? Talking about oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
Remember you told Brian to go cross the interstate?
I did.
He did. Yeah.
We're trying to get some
somebody
ratings.
Got hurt
we're,
doing
we're
that.
We're coming up with some ideas as to how to increase ratings over the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do the normal thing.
Yeah.
Get a player. Get a coach. You can do all of that. I suggested, you know, since we're right across the, not even across the street, just out of the parking lot from the interstate on Clearview.
Beeline, right across, right?
Let's see how quickly Brian can get to, you know, the Tulane Hospital right across the way. And I thought it'd be fun to see, you know, I mean, Jordan and I, we could both shoot it two different angles, live on Facebook, one's live on Periscope. I mean, you can be fantastic to actually see Brian play live Frogger.
Yeah.
And you're not really that about it just yet.
No, not at all. Kind of like I'm pretty sure Jordan doesn't want to get sucked up by, you know, a water spout. I'm pretty sure Anna would appreciate going to
I'm
a beach and eating by a shark.
Maybe the story, was it this week or it was this week, right? Somebody actually tried to cross the interstate and got run over and perished.
Yeah, that's what happens to people who try that, Gus.
What? We do have video on it. Well, you see,
oh my word.
That's what I'm getting. There it is. That's kind of what it would sound like.
Yeah, it probably would.
But imagine if you were live when it happened.
I'm pretty sure the ratings would go through the roof.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't be around experience.
How many followers would you get,
though? Yeah, I mean, that'd be a bunch of ghost followers.
I mean, hey, but again, you would leave your mark on social media.
I sure would.
Viral video. And as far as Jordan the intern goes, I did not suggest that he get swept up. I was saying he drives the causeway every day. He's a North Shore. So, you tend to have water spouts when there are storms.
You just tend to go into them.
And I just said, if you happen to be on the causeway and there's a water spout and there goes your car, please live stream that. Because again, it would be exclusive footage.
It would be.
Inside of
and it'd be the last footage he ever recorded.
But again, you don't understand. It would be exclusive. No one's ever seen it.
There's a reason for that, Gus.
What's that?
Because the person died.
But what if he lives?
No, he's not going to live. A water spout through him.
But what if he did?
We have the odds expert over here.
Right? The odds of him surviving a water spout.
The odds of his car being sucked in the water spout and him live streaming it and coming on the end, okay. See what he just said? Usually water spouts don't pick up anything.
Yeah, do you know why he said usually?
Odds are very good.
Do you know why he said usually?
But that's what he does. He's an odds making. Oh, we have video of that apparently? What it would sound like?
He strolls up to the twister and he says, have a drink. And he chucks the bottle into the twister and it never hits the ground.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah. Well, we would never see Jordan again.
We don't know what happens though. I mean, think of the advancement in science and weather casting if we would just go in there and see what happens.
This coming from the guy who tried to have his wife eaten by a shark.
No, I did not. No, okay. Again, that's misrepresented.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. We were swimming in Miami Beach.
Yeah.
She was a little, you know, about 5 to 7 feet in front of me.
Purposely done, by the way.
Deeper end of the water.
Yeah.
And I was towards the shore, and I happened to see something with a fin swim at a rather brisk pace just past her. And I,
rather brisk pace, huh?
I mean, it moved.
Yeah.
It was clear as day.
Gus, didn't you want to study sharks?
I did, but.
So why are you afraid of them?
Well, I mean, he snuck up on me. And, you know, I mean, my first instinct was to go ahead.
Yeah. Bail.
I was halfway, I'm telling you, I was pretty much on the sand.
Yeah, you running on water at this time.
I just left my wife. She's like, where are you, what's wrong? And then I did turn around and then I did say shark though.
Yeah.
Mind you, she was like sitting down because like she was like sitting on the sand. And just the water was kind of maybe chest high.
Yeah.
So she was sitting. We were just enjoying the calm, cool waters.
Oh, really?
And that's when we saw, well, I saw the fin.
Oh, good job. So just for, you know, just for the listeners out there. Yeah.
I did say shark. Yeah.
Let's try to go through this.
What else is I supposed to do?
Okay, well, let's see. Let's see. Right. We're going to do a little test here. Okay. Ready? Yeah. Here we go. You're a new dad, right? You're a new dad. Carver's what, 18 months at this point?
Yeah.
Okay. Einstein, been your kid for years.
Exactly.
That's his pup.
Yep.
So if a fire breaks out in the house, who are you grabbing?
Actually, Carver wasn't around just yet.
Okay, well, no, right now, now. Fire breaks out, who are you grabbing?
I've said this already. I grab the kid.
And what about the pup?
Dog, too.
Where's your wife?
She has legs. I mean, she can find her way out.
Well, there you go.
I'm just saying.
So you want her to be barbecued for the shark now?
See, you're looking at it in a certain way. I'm just saying, look, obviously Carver can't open the window, get out the door. So I got him. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Einstein, he's confused.
Yeah.
You know, there's smoke. Windows open or broken and out go the dog, me and the kid, and then I will, you know.
You'll signal for her.
Once safe.
Yeah.
If for some reason she's not behind me, following me, then I will, you know, I'll make an effort. This just in from Vegas, apparently. Rafael just gave me a napkin. 1 in 60,000, you survive a tornado, and 1 in 1.7 million, you survive a water spout. So
it's worse for a water spout than a tornado.
You think 1.7 million bad odds? 1 in 1.7 million?
Might as well go to
the
water.
So you have a better shot of surviving a tornado?
Yes.
Than a water spout. Wow.
And you want Jordan to get sucked up in one.
Well, that's my point. Think of the exclusivity.
The lives he could save if he sacrifices himself,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dude, exactly. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you'd be on Ellen. You'd be on, you know, The Tonight Show. You might have a special made
crippled.
Of you. But you'd be on TV.
I'd be bedridden.
You don't know.
You have enough money.
Oh, Raphael, Joey wants to know the chances of being attacked by a shark. Well, no, just in general, just shark attacks. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, I think it's less than that, huh? I mean, there's a lot of sharks everywhere.
There's some in Lake Pontchartrain. There's actually a kid that got attacked a few years ago.
You have a boat, don't you? Your parents do.
Yeah.
You go fishing a lot.
Yeah.
Why don't you go find a shark for us?
My dad actually caught a shark once.
Well, why don't you go find a shark for us this weekend? That's your homework.
Watch y'all come with me.
Well, Brian's busy now.
There's a rule in case you guys don't know. Black people don't get on boats.
No. Especially shark hunting.
We don't go shark hunting. This, you know, deadliest catch. You never seen a black person on that show, have you?
It's calm water.
You have not seen a black person on Deadliest Catch. I could pretty much confirm this. Let me check my sources.
No.
Yeah, can't confirm no black people are on Deadliest Catch.
That is very true.
Yeah.
What about the other one? The Crab Island?
Yeah,
that is Deadliest Catch, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, no black people on that show.
What's another one that's on a boat? Gold. How about, when it go... Wicked Tuna.
No. Also, no black people on that show.
No tuna fishermen?
No.
All right.
No.
Would you go with Jordan, though, to go look for sharks?
No.
Okay.
No. See, here's what you also don't see a lot of.
Brian Gentile said he would.
Of course. He lived in Atlanta. You got to forgive him.
So it's 1 in 11 million to get eaten by a shark.
1 in 11 million to get eaten by a shark. So you have a better chance of surviving a water spout.
Yeah.
1 in 1.7 million.
Yeah, but then... Right after that, I'll
you realize
be in the
how
water.
Special you are right now. You're getting like live, honest to goodness, Vegas odds right in front of you. just like this.
To see how I can die.
No, to see how you can help the ratings on the show.
I'll try. I'll try my best.
I really think you need to play Frogger.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
I
you can, Joey, you know what? I will play Frogger for you right now. Because I'll try to cross the French Quarter streets right here without getting hit by a car.
See, that's not dangerous.
Do you know you can drink in New Orleans 24/7?
No,
that's very dangerous.
I'm looking at the traffic on Royal Street. It's maybe going a mile an hour. I mean, you get bumped, you'll survive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what's that?
There you go. There was one.
You're right. He was on the docks. waving by.
He was the one unloading the fish.
He was the one on the dock waiting for the fish to come in so he can fry it up.
Okay. I see how it is.
Dude, look at this.
All right. Oh, look. Somebody is playing Frogger on the internet.
He's doing, yeah, that won't be me.
No?
Is he black? No, of course not.
All right. And under the bus. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. You know, when I want to play Survivor,
yeah.
I'll just, you know, walk in the French Quarter late at night, or, you know, take a walk through the project.
That's very true. Yeah. Okay.
I'm good.
Would you periscope that, though?
Would I periscope myself walking through the project at night? Of course I would.
Okay.
I'm good in any hood, baby. Oh. Street certified right here.
Oh, yeah.
The streets know me.
Do they?
Yeah. Have you seen me? I'm a very intimidating figure.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that periscope won't last very long.
I will walk around these streets at night periscoping, and I'll be just fine. Because I also have a very high pitch. I can scream very well.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Sports Hangover continues. When we come back, we will hear from Marlon Favorite. He apparently had the task of guarding Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara in the basketball. I was going to say, how did he get invited and not us to play? But, you know, he is a national champion.
Yeah.
So am I.
Played in the Super Bowl.
I turned down my invite, by the way.
He's an NFL player.
6-time Connect Four champion. Don't forget that.
All right. We'll talk to Marlon Favorite when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover. Live from Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, the shark, baby, has such teeth there. And it shows them.
Got a basketball zone. Got a basketball zone, baby.
That's right. Marlon Favorite was probably singing that song to get psyched up in the locker room yesterday as he took on a couple of Saints players. Before we get the big fave, once again, a reminder, do not forget on Monday, exciting, exciting news off the bench joins the Sports Hangover and Matt Moscona as our lineup daily with the Dan Le Batard Show, Golic and Wingo in the mornings, and 7 to 9 is Jody Collada and T-Bob Hebert from 7 to 9 a.m., followed, of course, by the Dan Le Batard Show, then us at noon at Matt Moscona. So your normal lineup, but in the mornings now, your morning drive will include off the bench, OTB underscore ESPN, if you want to follow them over on Twitter. And, of course, T-Bob Hebert is T-Bob53, if you want to follow him on Twitter. Let's bring in Big Fave 504 is the way to follow Marlon Favorite. Marlon, we normally talk football, but we'll start with hoops. You got the get on the hardwood yesterday on the court and take on a couple of Saints players.
Yes. And unfortunately, you could tell I'm retired from the game of football because they just outran me up and down the court, and I was definitely tired.
I'll say this. If we ran full court right now, my lungs would be absolutely burning, and you'd have that dizzy. Did you have that dizzy feeling in your head after, like, two trips up and down the court?
At first, yeah, because, I mean, Gus, of course I've been running on the football field, right? But, of course, we'll run, and then there's like a 25-second break. No, after the score is break, I have much more respect for you and Dino. We all play all the hoop games, bro, because let me tell you something. It's a different type of shape with basketball. Hello.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what was it like? Michael Thomas looked like a member of the X-Men, at least in the pictures that I saw from the court yesterday. And apparently Alvin Kamara likes to go downtown like Steph Curry.
Yes, man, they were shooting threes, and, man, Michael Thomas was being very sneaky yesterday. I warned him before the game. I said, hey, man, look, I'm a fool in the paint. He's like, he ain't saying nothing. You know you don't say nothing. He just kind of looked at me and smiled. But he was very sneaky. He was very sneaky on yesterday. He kept on some kind of way sneaking behind me. And, then, man, let me tell you something. The Millers, Gus, Brian, Jay, the Miller family, those are some hoop stars. Let me tell you something. Masterpiece definitely breeding some athletes. over there with the Millers, man, because they were doing no-look passes. Little Romeo threw a pass behind my back. I said, you know what? Next time we're going to play flag football because this is just not fair.
Marlon, please tell me that there's visual evidence of this.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, how did you start out there when you got on the court?
So, fortunately, I was in the starting lineup. It was myself, D1. Little Bow Wow, or like they now Bow Wow. We had Wayne, not Lil Wayne, Masterpiece cousin who plays basketball overseas, and we had JoJo Simmons from the Simmons family, Russell Simmons' nephew. So that was our team. Now here's where the cop begins, right? We're playing against the Golden State Warriors, and I'm not talking about the Golden State Warriors from 2 years ago. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors right now after the season.
Yeah.
You had Romeo. Uh-huh. You had Michael Thomas. You had Elvin Kamara. You had big Rico Gathers from the Dallas Cowboys,
oh,
who's
boy.
About 6'5" tight end.
Yeah, he played.
Him and Michael Thomas.
Played college ball.
Yes. You understand? And of course, they had Little Miller. Master P's youngest son, and it was just too much for me, Gus. I did better in the second half. I finished the game with four points, which should have been at least 10 points, but I missed 3 points. I mean, three layups. I've kind of let that squeeze out there. And I did, my assist game was on point, though. The folks love my assist and my steals. I had a couple of steals. And I was able to at least show off my speed a little bit on the fast breaks. But, of course, you know, my three-point shot, neither my layup game isn't the best. So I passed it.
Well, Marlon, it's okay if you don't actually, you know, walk away with the MVP trophy. Just tell me you knocked a few people down on your way to the rim.
Yeah,
it's always fun.
Did you Charles Barkley hard foul some people?
Somebody get a technical, you know, a flagrant?
Gus, it's funny you say that because someone called me Charles Barkley yesterday. I think it was Rude Jude, the host. But of course, see, this is the key, bro. This is the key, Brian. You have to, those guys who are 6'5", 6'6", and you're 6'1", you got to go up. You got to beat them up, right? So before he had a chance to get his vertical game up, I got a rebound over Rico Gathers. Yeah, baby, straight up like that. Got my rebound over him. So you'd have been proud of me, Brian. I promise you would have.
Always, big brother, always.
I'll tell you what, at least you represented. I mean, we're seeing the video, and I'm showing the video to the guys over here that you sent me of you in the locker room. And look, like I said, it's the teams were stacked. I don't know what to tell you. you kind of faced the Golden State Warriors.
Exactly. And we had to meet up with Master P before. So D1, a good friend of mine from LSU, he was the captain of our team. Mm-hmm. And last year, Master P had even more cop teams. So we had a little help with Bow Wow. You know, he has a little experience, Mr. Like Mike. So he has somewhat experience. But as far as my experience goes, the last organized basketball I played was 8th grade middle school basketball while I was a second strength center.
Right. No, I understand.
Marlon, I know I couldn't make it out there, man. I apologize. You know, when those celebrity games come up, I have conflicting schedules.
You know,
I couldn't make it out there with you guys.
No one asked you.
What do you mean?
No one asked you.
Marlon actually asked me last week.
No, he didn't.
See, clearly, you're the only one that weren't there. But the question
I
have for
Jordan.
You asked Jordan of all people?
Yeah, see? Celebrities.
Because, Gus, I heard you and Jordan talking the other day, and he's so athletic. He's played football.
Yeah.
He's going to play flag football for LSU this year. So
we'll play tight end.
Flag football, tight end.
I could be the next tight end
football.
Of
that's awesome.
LSU football.
Marlon, we've been looking at the first quarter of the season. Tampa, the Browns, Atlanta, and the Giants. Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas, has them 2-2. I say 3-1 at least. I think they'll go 4-1 in the first five before the bye. Brian says 4-0. Jordan says 4-0. When you look at Tampa, Browns, and New Orleans, at Atlanta, at the Giants, how do you see those first four games?
I think realistically speaking right now, I'll be able to give you guys a more clear and intelligent answer after training camp once all the pieces fall in. But I think 3-1's about right. I think they go 1-1 with Atlanta this year. We beat them at home and they'll get us in Atlanta as of July 6th, 2018. But if I see what I want to see, let me tell you something. If Michael Thomas has the hops that he had in that game yesterday, I think he springs up to a top five receiver in the league, and they could potentially give, in my opinion, a fight with that first Atlanta game. Because this is the thing with the Atlanta games, guys. Gus, remember last year, I took a week off from the station, and we went to the Atlanta game in Atlanta. We had him. We had him, man, with Alvin Kamara, with Marshawn Lattimore locking up Julio Jones, right, getting a beautiful interception. It's just up front. You know, we got to take it inside the trenches, baby. Hello, somebody. It's just up front with the zone blocking with Atlanta. Tyler Davidson and a couple of those guys kind of got pushed out of their gaps, and they were able to get some really good yards in the run game. But I think if we're more prepared up front this year, particularly in the interior part of the line, if we can eliminate Atlanta's run game, if we can hold Atlanta under 100 yards rushing in that game, I think the Saints can pull off a win. But as of right now, I think it's easily a 3-1 schedule.
At Big Faye 504 is the way to follow him over on Twitter. It's Marlon Favorites, and he has apparently recovered from playing full-court basketball yesterday in a charity event. Thank you, Marlon, for chiming in and telling us a little bit about it.
Man, thanks for having me, guys. Y'all enjoy the weekend.
Yep,
all right, big
sure.
brother.
Take a quick break. Look, in all honesty, if we went and ran a court right now, like,
who's we? Yeah. Please define we.
Yeah, like you and me and everybody else.
I run like a gazelle, baby. I'm ready now.
Don't stop.
I'm ready now.
You think you could go full court right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. I won't even stretch.
I believe it. Gus, you just talk. All you do is talk. You don't ever back it up.
Yeah, you don't show up.
Oh, I wouldn't need a back. I'm telling you, it would be winded.
Well, then let's
go. We would be winded.
There's video evidence of you not being able to play half-court basketball.
What are you talking about?
Oh, the ladies from Tulane smoked you, guys.
Dino clearly went full LeBron / Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, that's what happened.
Absolutely. He absolutely was in on the take. Didn't even move. Didn't set a pick or a screen. And just bricked shots. I mean, he was terrible. Miraculously, when we switched teams and he joined them, couldn't miss, pick and rolls, layups off the backboard.
Ringer.
Yeah. Shocking how that happened.
Well, maybe it was you. Maybe nobody wants to play with you.
Well,
yeah.
Now MJ. I know what the king feels like. Because that's what LeBron feels like.
Apparently, because right Kyrie came on and said he didn't want no part of that.
Yeah, we'll get Brian and Gentile's take on what we've been talking about here as well, as he's joined us at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Don't go anywhere. It's a sports hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Belgium was up 2-0, and Brazil just sneaks one into the right side. Beautiful pass outside the penalty box, and a header. Beautiful. Just past the outstretched goalie, diving to his left, Brian, as it's now 2-1. Brazil still trails. 75th minute. This is still not... Jordan, what is he doing?
He's doing what I should be doing also.
Well, what is he doing right now?
He's on his phone.
He's looking straight down, not at the television, at his phone.
He's tweeting at the update.
Well, what
the
are you
score.
Doing? Why are you not watching this exciting soccer?
Because
match.
Apparently there's some exciting breaking news going on in the NBA while you're over there watching kickball.
Yeah.
I'm taking care of NBA business.
Kickball? Is that what you're
kickball.
Calling it? Kickball.
Yeah, kickball.
Wow.
You're watching kickball over there. I'm trying to see what's going on in the NBA. Kind of like Sham Sharina.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much Yahoo Sports, you know, main guy right now.
Yep.
Tweeted out that Ian Clark is back with the Pelicans on a one-year deal. And Wolves dropped the bomb just a moment ago that Tony Parker, 2 years, 10 mil, going to the Charlotte Hornets.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a bummer.
It's an interesting situation over there in Charlotte right now.
That's a bummer.
Considering that they have a point guard that they're not too, I'm not going to say they're not too happy with, but there were rumored reports that they were looking to shop him to see what they can get for him. So if Kemba Walker is on the market, it's a certain GM that's, you know, probably about.
You have actually thrown that out there as well about Kemba Walker being a possible player that would make sense, has some experience. You know,
I think he would be a very good
thing.
Point guard.
I'm not,
in the system.
But believe me, by any means, am I throwing Elfrid Payton under the bus or anything? And again, I think having five different coaches at any one time is difficult to define what your game is in the NBA.
Yeah,
I would feel just a little bit. Now look, Matt Moore, who we had on at 12:15. I was not expecting him to say when he said, quote, I could see the Pelicans competing for a spot in the Western Conference Finals. Like, I thought he was, I mean, I had to, like, give myself a second to hear what I thought he said. Because I thought he was going to say, I could see my, because when he started the sentence, he said, I could see them competing for a spot in the Western Conference, and I thought it was playoffs.
No.
He said Conference Finals.
Finals. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had just walked in.
Yeah.
And you heard him say Conference Finals.
Yes. And I think with a little bit of luck, it could happen.
Because he said, he brought up something. He said, Elfrid Payton regular season, maybe better than Rondo regular season.
Yes, it was playoff Rondo, people, you know, kind of get hype about. Right. But regular season Rondo was, you know, good floor general, but not nothing to write home about.
I mean, look, Matt knows his hoops.
No question.
He wouldn't have made a statement like that. I think what it tells me, though, is there's a lot of belief in AD take it to the next level and a step above.
I think also that the Pelicans took so much time last year trying to figure out who and what their team was going to look like. They were searching for an identity.
That's a good point.
Towards the final 25 games of the season, once Boogie goes down and they try to make that march in the playoffs, they were playing some of the best basketball, and they found who they were. And, I mean, that's why when you hear reports about AD recruiting Julius Randle, and you hear about how AD, if he wanted Boogie back, Boogie would be back, but he didn't say that. You didn't see an emoji. You didn't see a tweet. You didn't hear his camp is upset.
I didn't see
none of that. And there's a reason why, because AD said one thing was important to him. That was winning. He found a way to win. They swept Portland, in which – They gave Golden State a fight, you know, for as much as they could. They were just a little outmanned at that point. But I could see Western Conference Finals with a little bit of luck.
Again, maybe you look at that draw and everything. I mean, I agree with Raphael. Utah is a team that just, man, they look good. Although yesterday, Grayson Allen, see, he plays like that, dude. I don't think he's going to be in the league very long. Not only is he going to get knocked the bleep out.
Yeah.
Because somebody, a grown man, isn't going to play his little games. He did that yesterday.
Yeah.
To, kid from Oklahoma, Trae Young. You know, they're playing. He's guarding Trae Young top of the key. He goes left, and Grayson Allen does his. Oh, I just happen to accidentally tie myself an entire body up, and then come across your head, and you know, a kerfuffle happened. But I just
a what?
A kerfuffle. My point is Utah and their coach and the way that team plays is hard nosed, no nonsense, very well coached. That stuff ain't gonna play out there.
No, not at all.
That said, have you seen the crowds at Utah's home arena in the Utah Summer League?
Yeah.
Have you seen the crowds? It's like a regular season game for the Jazz.
What else is there for you to do in Utah?
I get that.
Yeah.
But there's nothing going on right now. Okay, no, I'm not talking about Essence Weekend.
No.
But, like, let's say last weekend or this weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If the Pels are hosting the Summer League and had a Pels game, do you think they'd have 15,000 in there?
Not even close.
Okay.
But, I mean, you're talking about a city that's just...
No, they love their hoops.
Yeah, I mean, not just that, but if you look at that Utah team, we're talking about Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
You got Spider Mitchell over there, budding superstar in the making right there. You've got Joe Ingles, who looks like a substitute teacher, but you can't stop it from raining threes on you. So I'm like, they have a lot of, you know, over there to be excited about, and I think that's the reason why. Utah, unlike many teams, they feel like we're going to just have homegrown talent, and we'll play old man basketball. Beat us if you can.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Brian and Gentilly joins us to give us a take. You've had a little lunch here at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap.
Hello.
Some of the takes from some of the things that we've been touching on today. What do you think? Let's start with the Saints quarter of a season. Tampa, Cleveland at home, Atlanta, and the Giants on the road. How do you see those first four games going?
3-1.
3-1. Why?
3-1. Well, just one. I have all the confidence in the world that this team is going to make a serious run for the Super Bowl. I think that they shored up a lot of the issues that they had. Once again, injuries is going to be the main factor there, you know, who's going to be healthy. Of course, you know, if number 9 goes down, then, of course, we can just get ready for with the first pick of the 2019 draft. Mm-hmm. But if Drew's well and I think everything plays the way it's supposed to play, there's no reason why this team can't be 3-1 or better in the first quarter of the season. I don't think Tampa Bay is going to be an issue. Not at all. I think Cleveland is going to be a tougher out than most people believe because they're a much improved team. They're not going 0-16 this year. The Falcons in Atlanta is going to be a tough game, but I will tell you that generally speaking, under the Breeze Peyton era, there's only been two seasons where the Falcons have swept the Saints. More often than not, the Saints have swept the Falcons. I think we're going to kind of get back to that now. We know who Atlanta is now. We know who they are. I don't even think Atlanta knows who they are, but we know who they are. So I think that's going to be a win. And I think the Giants game is probably going to be our first loss of the season, where I think it's just an improved team.
That's what Brian.
And after having those tough games, going on the road again, I think that's the one where we slip up.
That's what kind of Brian sort of feels, that Giants game kind of feels uneasy for him. And mm-hmm. Look, I'll say this, give you a quick update. 9-6 Raptors over the Pel Summer League as that game's underway.
Apparently, Frank Jackson is tearing it up right now. He looks like, you know, he's playing fast. He looks under control and knows the offense.
4 points, 2 for 2. There were some folks last year collegiately, right, mm-hmm. that follow college hoops. They said, that's a really nice pickup. You got to wait to get him. Now, again, he's had a hurt foot.
Yeah.
And he's had a year now for that to happen, to heal.
Yes.
We're not talking Achilles. We're not talking knee.
No, I'm thinking broken foot. Yeah, broken bone in his foot. Yeah.
So let's see what happens. I was asked yesterday, you know, what can you expect? What do you take out of the Summer League? I know you're not a huge fan, but I'm looking at it like this. You want to see a guy like Ashek Diallo look like the best guy on the floor. I would love to see Frank Jackson, right, kind of dominate or be a guy that drops 15, 18 points, has a couple assists. And here's what I'm getting at. I don't care what the competition is. If you're an NBA player, you should dominate Summer League.
Correct.
You should look good, right,
doing it.
And to me, 6 of 8, 7 of 9 is 7 of 9. You're making shots.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what I sort of want to say. I'm not saying he's going to the All-Star game, but I just need I need guard play that's competent. I need guard play that can push the tempo. Maybe play a little D every now and then, be great during certain times, but more importantly, doesn't turn the ball over. That's what I'm going to be paying attention to when I see Carr, when I see Jackson Carr, of course, the draft pick. I just want to see what they got. So far, Tony Carr, 2 for 2. So far, Frank Jackson, 2 for 2. Again, I'm not putting him in the All-Star game. I get it, Summer League, but if you're going to act like, hey, it's just Summer League, no big deal, well, then those guys should dominate and play well.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But for me, like I said, it's only a matter of, can you hurt what I think about you? Tony Carr not expected to do much. I have no expectations. So if you go out there and you tear it up, then you're exactly what I'm looking for. You're the diamond in the rough that I thought the Pels were trying to find. But if you go out there and you know, you're a bum, basically. That's a lot more to me, because that means if you can't dominate in Summer League, you can't dominate G League, you're never going to stand a chance in the NBA when you have the best of the best right in front of you. Mm-hmm. You're not going to blow past Kevin Durant if you can't blow past Jordan.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they're a little better than Jordan.
No. Have you ever seen Jordan out on the three-point line? He reigns.
What was your take on Monday when you saw everything that took place when it came to the Pelicans? They lose Rondo. Bye-bye, Boogie. Goes to the Warriors. But Julius Randle, who, by the way, you heard Matt Moore in hour number one. He loves Julius Randle and is going to be doing a piece just on him next week and what he can bring to the Pelicans. Overall thoughts following this team?
I was a little late to the game about the Julius Randle signing, but I was impressed. I was like, now that's a heck of a pickup.
Right.
Boogie leaving, I wasn't surprised, and to be honest with you, I don't really miss him. I think that this team kind of found themselves after Boogie left. When Boogie was here, it seemed the team seemed a little bit disjointed, because he wanted to play a different style from what the Pelicans were. So, and plus, you know, a Boogie on a torn Achilles, and I don't care about the videos and the resurgence and all that. That's an Achilles tendon.
A really good video today, though.
That's great. That's great. I can make great videos, too.
Man.
Then you put me against the NBA players, and then
so,
I'm
so what you're saying is that might be edited. They're only keeping the made shots, is what you're saying?
Yeah, he's doing all this stuff against air. So, you know, he's the all-air team right now. So I'm not worried about him right now.
All right.
And he's not going to be a halfway serviceable player until 2019. So.
You know what? I've heard enough from both of y'all.
Yeah, I'm done with him.
Here's
so.
the 34-second newest video from DeMarcus Cousins.
I'm getting all the exposure, Santa Rosa.
I mean, look at him dribbling, Brian. Look at that. Jumper from the free throw line, good. Step back jumper, right elbow, good. Left elbow, good. Right elbow, good. Left wing, 3.
Is he even getting his feet off the ground?
No, look at that again. Look at that movement right
there.
Are
they even showing his feet?
Yeah, no, they did there. There he is, Dubs. I mean, come on.
Showtime just happened to be there, right? This wasn't calculated at all.
Yeah, he did have a kind of a crew right around him doing
that. Reminds me of those and-one videos. And then it reminds me of the Dave Chappelle show when he did the parody of the and-one videos.
There's another one. Help is on the way.
He's not even.
How many stains you hit on though? How many stains?
Look at him. Running in a pool. Oh, another left wing 3. Running in a pool. How many chains? Still running in a pool. Now he's on the treadmill. Back in the pool.
I like the music.
Yeah. Look at him. Look at him going up and down on the pool. Oh, wait, here we go. Top of the key. Three. Good. I mean, why do you not believe this? Look at him swimming. Again, I don't understand. I don't understand why you don't buy this. I don't.
Because he's not even getting his feet off the ground. He has no lift.
He doesn't have to. He's six, whatever.
Yeah.
Ten.
Exactly. And he's not playing against basketball players either. There's nobody defending him. None of that. The best thing about that video was Future.
Scott Kushner earning his keep with the Advocate. Tweeting, Frank Jackson looks like the focal point of the Pelicans offense so far. Showing off the quick first step for a bucket inside. Hitting a pull-up jumper. Been a long time coming. It's his first game, folks, since his college career ended in March of 2017. So, again, take it for what it is. But we want to see, right? I mean, this is a guy that they drafted, Brian. First pick overall in the second round. Let's see if he can at least contribute. And contribute means can you come off the bench and not look like a bum? That's contributing to me.
The Pelicans have their backup point guards. To me, it seems in order. I think they have Elfrid Payton. They have Ian Clark back.
That's the signing today.
Yeah, of course Frank Jackson, who you know their rookie, like you said, the second round pick. They want to see what he can do. Bring him along slowly. What they need now is a starter. That's what the next key is. I think they try to look for another veteran, and if they can't, Elfrid Payton, here you go.
How's that search for that wing player coming along?
Yeah, they're still looking for one.
Sports Hangover will put a wrap on things. We come back next on ESPN New Orleans.
Joey, wait.
Yeah.
Before we move forward.
Well, yeah.
We got a little video of our own just for you, old Goosey Flu.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we got some video of you playing basketball.
When?
Don't worry. I provide it.
Oh. Here we go. Let me find it. It's on beta.
A beta.
Oh. Ooh. Help. I need somebody. Oh, that's definitely you on defense.
That's inaccurate.
Oh, the fast break is coming right at you. What you gonna do, Goosey?
Defend?
Oh, yeah?
Steal it?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Then how come you let that person blow by you and dunk on you just now?
What are you talking about?
It just happened.
Nope.
I'm looking at the highlight.
No.
Was that his ankles that just
collapsed? No, not at all.
You look like, I mean, you fell hard.
I'd follow you before I got dunked on.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Mm. Yep.
So you're gonna go back and, you know, do a flagrant, huh?
I mean, you can, if I'm going towards the ball, it's not a flagrant.
You know what? You can no longer say Dino gave you a freaking flaw. Thank you. You can no longer say it. No more flagrant.
17-16, 2:55 left in the first quarter. Raptors leading the Pelican. Frank Jackson apparently impressing Scott Kushner on Twitter, saying that, whoa, he can run.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for Frank Jackson jersey or what?
What do you mean? I got two of them already pre-ordered.
I was making sure if you're...
You got one in white, one in red.
Some of the other moves are on the NBA. Tony Parker's the end of the era for sure now in San Antonio, right? He gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now a member of the Charlotte Hornets.
Whoa. Sorry. I'm paying attention, but...
No, you're kind of not.
No. Neymar with a shot from about 10, 15 feet away.
And knocked away
by the Belgian keeper. 93rd minute. There's 5 minutes of extra time there. So there's about 2 minutes left in this game. And what? This is going to be a corner, right?
Yeah, corner kick.
There it is. So Brazil with a shot here to try to tie it. And there's the corner. And it's headed out of bounds. Belgian ball. Go ahead.
Oh, are you finished watching kickball now?
You know what? I mean, the fact that you don't understand what's happening right now. I mean, there's, you know how many millions in Brazil can't breathe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I understand there's other things going on and you want to watch kickball.
No, you're right. You're right. Tony Parker to Charlotte's bigger than this. You're right.
I mean, it's pretty much the biggest news going on right now.
Oh, my.
Who's Neymar anyway?
Oh. Mm. Wow. Go ahead and finish.
No, I was just going to ask, is that guy that never wins?
Really?
Does he match the other guy that never wins?
What about all the different reports around the NBA today as well? Carmelo Anthony set to cut ties with the Thunder.
Yeah, apparently they were trying to work on the buyout. They're still trying to work on the trade. It could free up at least $100 million, but apparently they're going to use a stretch provision, if nothing else, which is going to get rid of Melo. Now there's a bidding war kind of behind the scenes on where he's going to end up. Some say L.A. Right. Some say it's going to be Houston. Wherever it is, he's probably never going to pass the ball no matter where he goes. Melo being Melo.
Another report today said Kyrie Irving did want LeBron back in Cleveland the first time, almost asked for a trade after they won the title, but I guess I'm really not surprised since he doesn't really want to be in Boston either now.
No, I mean, Kyrie Irving apparently has, you know, New York on the mind. You know, he has an NY state of mind right now. And
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you saw that? Yeah. You can't blame him. Oh, there it is, and it's a final. Belgium.
has defeated over Brazil.
That is disappointing for the Brazilians.
Neymar,
maybe for them,
on.
But it's great for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
You like chaos?
Chaos.
You're
going to
be Captain Chaos from here on out.
I like that.
That is your name, Captain Chaos. You know, Coach Kenny Farrell is calling me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know what he wants to talk about.
I think I know exactly what he wants to talk about. No doubt as well. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. Remember Phil Mickelson? They were practicing before the U.S. Open together.
I saw that.
And he's like, hey, you know, we should have a little match, a little money on it. You versus me on the golf match.
One-on-one.
Well, apparently they are finalizing it. They just need to find a date. They've both agreed to it for $10 million. Now, I'm assuming, having clicked on it, it's for charity?
I hope not.
The event will be televised and has the potential to be incredible. It'll be betting back and forth on it. It'll be an exhibition match, as in $10 million. It was supposed to happen in July, but it fell through, so they're trying to find the right date to do it.
Please tell me it's not for charity. Not that I have any problems with charity. I just want these two to really go after each other.
Actually, you said this, right? You wanted to see them and hear mic'd up and everything. Hey, give me $45,000 on his butt.
Would you watch it? Literally.
I would make
an appointment TV.
This may be the only thing that brings back the old Tiger Woods, and I'm all for it. Do you know what happens when you tell him he can't beat you one-on-one? Yeah. He goes, I'm like,
I just want to hear somebody go $45K on this putt.
Why, you know, it's going to be the old McDonald's commercials when it's like, you know, off the backboard, off the scoring board, you know, nothing but net. That's what I want to see.
Okay, I don't think it is, bro. For
no charity involved.
It is not. But Phil Mickelson tells Golf.com it's a ridiculous amount of money. No matter how much money you have, this amount will take both of us out of our comfort zone. So they're playing for money.
Yes.
Thank you, Tiger Woods. Thank you.
I'm watching it.
I like it.
Phil Mickelson.
Right, so
I love this.
Watch they make it pay-per-view.
The only thing that would make it better is if it was their own money. They both had to put in $5 million of their own.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not bet your own?
Don't forget, Off the Bench, Monday, 7 to 9. Matt Moscone is up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how